One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. La, la, la,
la, la. The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
It's been 40 years now since we first heard.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Let's dance
to the song they're playing on the radio.
Title track from David Bowie's 15th and still best-selling album, Let's Dance, released 14th of April, 1983.
I just felt a lot more balanced about my personal life, about musically. I rekindled the kind of enthusiasm I think that I had 10 years ago when I wanted to start really making music. I wanted to, if I was going to even bother writing anything anymore, that I would really want to contribute something optimistic and positive.
Bowie drew on his first love, 50s rhythm and blues. He hired funk master Nile Rodgers, engineer Bob Clearmountain, and a still relatively unknown guitarist called Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
Delivers four hit songs, and it has a deep Australian connection. Videos for two of its songs were shot here.
Hi, this is David Bowie, and here's a video interpretation of a new song that I've written called Let's Dance.
One with Indigenous dancers Terry Roberts and Jolene King.
You never dream of meeting somebody like David Bowie. It was something, you know, that for my family that I could show my brothers and sisters, because I'm the eldest of 11 children. It also showed the rest of the world that, you know, there are Indigenous people here in Australia. I just didn't think that it would have a lot of influence on a lot of other people too, Aboriginal people too, that, you know. And I'm very proud of that.
Let's Dance, the title song, started life in a very different form. Bowie playing Nile Rodgers' folky composition that David thought would be a hit.
Let's dance. So I thought, whoa, David, I come from dance music. That's weird. It's not a dance song. It has to be funk, not folk. It just has to be, because it's called Let's Dance. Come on, man.
Nile Rodgers worked his magic, jazz chords and funky stuff. Engineer Bob Clearmountain going experimental.
Kind of let me do anything I wanted. You know, I would come up with, you know, Let's Dance. It's got some crazy effects on it. I thought, no, he's not going to go for this. And he goes, yeah, man, that's cool. That sounds great. You know, that crazy delay on the on Nile's guitar and the, and I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff on that.
The resulting album and its title song came to be the sound of 1983. David Bowie shape-shifting once again with a truly great record 40 years ago. Nile Rodgers.
It changed my life. It changed David's life. And we wound up working together on another 5 projects over the course of our careers. But it was that Let's Dance session that changed everything.
Yeah.